We have to take it out of the committee. Obviously, Hope isn't interested. They haven't participated. We have, whatever.
Well, couldn't that happen without specific language?
It feels to me like that's starting to leak into the select board's purview. Yeah. That they can put those requirements on.
And just wanted to talk
the towns
about that.
Can. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's, my guess is it would happen. And, but there are a lot of variables hard for us to. So I had another issue, just I think worth airing for a moment, and that is that a very prominent role for this group is fundraising. At the end of the day, none of this happens unless the funds get raised. We can't do the early examination work and understand if this can fly or if there are environmental issues that would kill the project and what the project scale would look like if we can get past that issue. We haven't done the outreach to abutters and folks that live nearby, but all that requires money. So does this emphasize that enough, this document? Do we scare this group off by emphasizing it too much? I mean, that's, in my mind, it doesn't completely reflect the chore of this group, which is in large part to see if we can find 50 to 75 grand in these one, two, or three communities to make this happen. If everybody's happy, I'm happy.
That's up to the. I think we've got number four there. It's pretty clear. It's like it's anybody that's scanning the documents is going to go, oh, $50,000 to $75,000.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
That's going to be a good indication as to the really as to the vitality of this project, whether people really want it, or whether the communities really want it.
Yeah, it's right there.
They can.
And people say, well, where's the cost? Oh, there it is.
You have 10 minutes.
The work group's going to figure out the same thing we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 minutes to wrap it up, Chico.
Let's hope that it won't take them quite as long.
Any other issues?
No, it's on the platter.
So, we have agreement about the language?
In the one we changed?
Yeah.
I think all we're doing is moving, this is the section one piece.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We're moving the word candidate, moving everything up.
And adding a community development director connection to the administration piece.
Right.
So that's all we're doing.
Yep.
So we can move those changes and vote on the document.
Are there any other changes?
Des?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should you be successful in raising this money, where does the money get deposited? Who has control over it? And who decides who gets to hire the consultant?
I think we're going to have to let them figure that one out. Mm-hmm. I think that's beyond the role of this committee to try and determine.
Well, what it says in here, Jim, is that the work group is charged to develop not only the fundraising necessary, but a budget to disperse funds and make those decisions on where things go.
Would a multi-town committee have the authority to, I mean, you can deposit it in the towns, for example, but who gets to spend the money? Does it have to go back to the 10 select board? Have to go back to three select boards?
I think it depends where the money comes from. Like, for instance, if there is a grant application, I don't know that the work group has any particular standing to apply for a grant.
Right.
It would be a multi-town application where the grant would come back to one or more of the municipalities, and that in itself will dictate who gets control of the checkbook.
No, that makes sense. But how about on the flip side, where it's a private individual who writes your check for $70,000?
That's part of that earlier organization discussion we had the last two meetings, that the logistics of this is a little more complicated than
right.
This thing spells out. And one of the challenges of the work group is to, and through the administration and support from the town of Canada, figure that out.
Could you put in number four something like the identification of a fiduciary organ and development of a budget and fundraising, something like that?
Well, inherently, it's all in there.
It's starting to feel like micromanaging to me a bit.
Yeah.
We've got to let good people do their work, I think. We're just pushing it off the dock, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad metaphor.
Gently
launching. We're launching.
Okay, are we good with the changes we've made?
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve the changes?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second? Any further conversation? Roberta, you're here in a moment of glory.
Well, good.
All those in favor? Opposed? By golly, we did it. Okay. So our next meeting is going to be regular meeting. Yeah.
This will be discussed at the select board meeting on next Tuesday, on the 17th.
Okay.
And the meetings at the yacht club.
Meetings at the yacht club?
Excellent.
That's a great meeting.
Okay. I hope I folks will attend that
I'll
meeting.
We made a couple of tweaks. I'll go
That's
back and
Tuesday night. And
I can't be there.
When I was on the select board 1 year, and we had our meeting at the yacht club. The yacht club was filled with flies.
For more information about efforts to protect Ragged Mountain from wind development, look for Friends of Ragged Mountain on the web.